The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis. Robin is not here this morning, and she's sleeping in, so it's okay. Good. I'm glad to hear it. She needs her rest. Long week. And I just wanted to say welcome to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, just like we do every Saturday from 5 to 7 a.m. on WCBM 680. Now, you're listening to WCBM 680. That is also our phone number to contact the show and speak with me if you have a question or a comment about anything you've heard in the news this past week, anything you've observed in the outdoors, any hunting stories, fishing stories, or questions, or, you know, anything like that. That's why we're here. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Well, hello there. Hi, what are you doing? Yeah, I got a 50-pound Bernedoodle staring at me here about 6 inches from my face, so we had to say good morning. Yeah, you and your buddies were not good last night, were you? No, you led a path of destruction like unbelievable. Yes. Yes, I saw that box of tissue paper that you guys tore up. I saw that. I saw that. Oh, my goodness. You stole some of Mom's yarn. Yeah, she wasn't happy. No, you tore up a pillow. Oh, my goodness. 14 toys on the ground, on the floor, and you have to go after our stuff. Yeah, we love you, though. All right, I had a conversation with the dog, sorry, on the air, but, you know, necessary, needed to be said that I wasn't happy with them. Anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Not much going on this week. Session is of the General Assembly is taking place. I don't know how many bills get introduced every year, probably a couple thousand. How many get passed? A couple hundred. You know, don't we have enough rules and regulations? I think the General Assembly should be about 10 days, you know, and they scrub all the cream off the top and say, okay, these are the top 10 things we want to address in Maryland this year. Not the way it works. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a constituency. All the people in the constituency have a right to express their opinion or their concerns to their representative, their state delegate, or their state senator, and have those issues brought before the General Assembly. And that is how it works. And there are many, many concerns. And if the citizens don't have a concern to bring it to their delegates or to their senators, well, then the delegates and the senators, they get together as county councils, and they have their little meeting, and they say, well, this is what Joe over there in that part of the county wanted me to talk about. So what do you think about that? Should we change that policy? Should we change that bill? And then the county council says, yeah, it's a good idea. And, you know, that's how government works. It all starts at the local level. You know, you can go to your city council, your county council, your county government, your county commissioners, your county representatives, whoever they are, in your county, and make your concerns known. And then they can take it to the next level, to the delegates, the delegation, or to the senator that represents you. And then they can take it to their committee, and then they can advance. You know, it moves up the chain. Getting it to move up the chain sometimes is difficult. It's difficult, especially when it comes to the outdoors, especially when it comes to hunting and fishing. If you have a concern, you take it before, you know, you can't just grouse about it. You can't just talk about it amongst your buddies. You can't just, you know, put snarky comments on social media and expect something to be done. No, you have to do it the right way. And this is how we do it in Maryland. So, enough of that. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Uneventful week. Didn't do a lot as far as the outdoors is concerned this week. The stakeholders meeting that I attended a couple weeks ago on January 10th, the public comments were made available to me for review yesterday afternoon. Haven't done much with that yet. When the final proposals for the various changes to the regulations for 24-25 come forward, I will float those out to you. I think we've talked about some of the concepts, some of the ideas that have been considered by the Department of Natural Resources as far as waterfowl, as far as bears, as far as deer, squirrels, that type of thing. There's just not a lot of changes to be made. So we will see what the final thing is, and then once that comes out, that'll be available for public comment, and I will let you know about that. Haven't heard anything on the rockfish. Not sure when the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission is going to meet, or if they have met. I think their meeting is January, but I don't know that any decisions have been made as far as management for Chesapeake Bay as far as striped bass season. I do know that there will probably be some pretty conservative actions being taken in regard to things like the catch and release season, the trophy season, and things like that. If you have an idea, I'm sure you would be glad to share it, and you can share it with us. Heard comment, talked to somebody yesterday who was entered into discussion with some folks about the managed deer hunts in Maryland and some rumors about out and about. Don't have any sources for those rumors. Don't have any, you know, credibility for those rumors. Just conversation out there about the managed hunts for deer in Maryland. Have any of you ever participated in those managed hunts? Some that come to mind are the county hunts, primarily in Anne Arundel, Montgomery, and Howard County. Some of the other managed hunts include Fair Hill, Soldier's Delight, and areas like that. That you know, that is are run to basically bring the herd the deer herd in those areas into balance. But when you balance that with the amount of sharpshooting that gets done, apparently the department, the counties, the jurisdictions don't believe that the hunters are capable of doing the job. Now, here's some of the restrictions. Of course, when you go to a public hunting area or a managed deer hunt, you've got safety zones. Primarily, they're done in suburbia, so for the most part. But you've got safety zones where there are homes built around these areas, these parks, these regions, and the deer instinctively know that they're not getting shot at in those safety zones. So they hang close to the houses, you know, in that 150-yard buffer. And the only way to get them out of that safety zone is for the hunt coordinators to walk through the safety zone, attempt to push the deer out into the area where the hunters may have an opportunity to harvest an animal. And it worked successfully, very successfully, in Howard County for a number of years. Montgomery County, they have managed hunts, but, you know, these counties both have their crews of sharpshooters. They have their crews of suburban people who are, you know, authorized to shoot what they consider overabundant deer populations, you know, almost on a year-round basis. And how has this long-term, you know, 20 years of this, 30 years of this affected the deer herd? Well, got a call from a friend in Montgomery County the other day. He said, and we take, you know, 30 youngsters, and you've heard them call in here on the show if you've listened for any length of time. These fellas, you know, they go out and they prepare the deer site, the sites where they're going to take the kids. Each kid has a mentor, maybe one mentor to two kids, maybe one-on-one. And on youth weekend, Saturday and Sunday, they've got their stands, they've got their places, they've got bait out for, you know, to attract the deer. And the goal of the group is to encourage these youngsters to harvest deer. And this year, they did okay, but they did not see, in Montgomery County now, one of the areas that's supposed to be overpopulated with deer, they did not see the animals that they have seen in the past. And they blame it on the surrounding county parks and the amount of sharpshooting and the amount of, you know, sharpshooting in particular, but the county hunting program that is very, very generous. So I don't know. What do you think? Are you on the edge of a park, and are you experiencing a park that's experiences sharpshooting, and are you seeing less deer? I know Soldier's Delight, for example, is open to hunting, bow hunting. And, you know, they went in a couple of years ago, and I think they shot 130 deer off Soldier's Delight. And then they said, oh, let's have a public deer management hunt. And the hunters go in there, and they're trying to harvest a deer, do their due diligence, harvest a deer for meat, help the state have a recreational opportunity, but understand it's a management hunt. And after that happened, the bow hunters are saying, hey, we're not seeing any deer. You know, we're just, they've hammered them. They bait them at night. They shoot them at night. And, you know, the deer don't stand a chance. You got to understand, the sharpshooters, they don't go out there during the middle of the day like you and I, as far as hunters are concerned. No, they will put bait out, and they will, you know, climb a tree, and they will sit there with a night vision rifle and scope with a suppressor on it. And they'll just pop one right after the other. And as they pile up, you know, the next one doesn't know what's happening because they don't hear anything. The firearm is suppressed. They don't hear anything alarming. Let's put it that way. There's food there. And let's go. Let's have a party. There's a big pile of corn or a big pile of bait. And, you know, these agencies are paid. They're paid to do this. And the cost is immense for these sharpshooters to take deer off the battlefields in Washington County, or the previously mentioned areas that I talked about, the county parks, and also in Soldier's Delight. What is that, a natural environmental area or something like that? I can't remember. But you don't see the deer that you used to see in some of these areas. As I drive through those areas, you used to be able to see deer out in the afternoons and evenings, and just don't see them. You just don't. Anyway, comment if you'd like, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. And, Aaron, I'm sorry, I haven't looked at the phone. Do we have somebody on the line, Aaron? All right, let's say Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, how are you all doing?
I'm good, buddy. Hardly hear you.
Oh, okay. I heard you say that Robin's not...
No, she's not here. She's okay. She's just catching up on her rest for the week. So, yep. How are you doing? All right, I'll say hi. I'll tell her you said hi.
I'm okay, and yes, it's cold.
It's cold. You're right. It's cold.
It's keeping me in more.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that happened here. Our heat pump went up. Our compressor went out. So we are on emergency heat, which means we're in electric heat, which is ungodly costly right now. Fortunately, we have the back room with the gas fireplace insert. We have another unit back here that we can use if we need it, but it's been a little chilly in the house. We've cut the heat back, so it cut down on the on the electric use, just like everybody else when they have to conserve. And we spend a fair amount of time back here with the fireplace. So, you know, which will lead me into a Hearth America Backyard Billy's commercial in a minute. So, yeah. Did you get a chance to get out?
No, not really.
No? Okay. I did go
back on the so-called shotgun firearm season.
Yeah.
I think I went in the first morning, and I don't know what. Anyway, I ended up didn't go otherwise.
Yeah, got it.
It was a later season. Yeah, I got out. I think it was the first day a little bit, and that was about it.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, since I'm not driving anymore,
right,
get a ride.
Sure. Well, some of the folks are taking some pretty nice deer out there right now with in the archery, late archery season. Some deer are falling with the crossbow and the compound bow, and then we have that primitive season coming up on February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. I'll be busy on the 3rd, but hopefully be able to get out the 1st and the 2nd, and maybe even sneak my first Sika deer trip in of the year. So looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So, all right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the call, Glenn. I'll tell Robin you said hi. All right.
Any kind of event do you all going to be at any time coming up?
Yeah, we're going to be, well, we'll be in Baltimore County. I know that's tough for you, but we'll be down at the National Outdoor Show, and that's coming up February 23rd. That's a Friday evening, and 24th all day Saturday. We'll be there. That's down there in Lower Dorchester County. It's called the National Outdoor Show. We've met you down there before.
Was 2 or 3 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah, it's been a bit. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So, but we'll be there, and I'll let you know if there's anything closer. But our schedule's starting to get a little busy, so we'll be at the Maryland Bowhunter Society on March 9th. That's a Saturday. That's over in Baltimore at Martins West, and we'll be measuring deer there. And the closest event is February 3rd. Closest date coming up is February 3rd, and that's over at the Hereford Volunteer Fire Department. I guess it's actually the Moncton Volunteer Fire Department for the Electric Bass Anglers Fish and Flea Market. That's Saturday, February 3rd. We'll be there from like 8 to 2. So, but that's Baltimore County. That's right up off of 83. So.
All right.
All right, buddy?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Glenn. Good hearing from you. Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, it's the 18th annual Firearms and Men's Night Out auction. It's 2 days this year. It's coming up January 25th and 26th. That's next Thursday and Friday at A&M Auctions in Parsonsburg, Maryland. It's Wicomico County, I think. Maybe Worcester. I think it's Wicomico. All the information is on their website at amauctions.com. The first day is Thursday, January 25th. It starts at 5:03 p.m., and it's online only. Now, if you've never bid online, it's fun. At amauctions.com, it's got timed online bidding, and there's it's called proxy bid. You just go on there and register, and you can bid, in real time on the items that you want. You're just like you're at the auction, but you're bidding from your home computer. It's kind of cool. That night on the auction block are thousands of rounds of ammunition, knives, hunting, shooting, reloading accessories, much more. 50-plus lots of plastic and cork hunting decoys, including Canada geese and mallards and black ducks and pintails and wood ducks and widgeons and motion decoys and many others. So why not check that out? Go to amauctions.com. This coming Monday, January 22nd, from 4 to 7 p.m., you can preview everything you want to preview for the auction, 4 to 7 this Monday. And then next Friday, the 26th, You can preview from 4 to 5 p.m., which is an hour before the live auction, and we'll tell you more about that later. So amauctions.com for more information. I'm going to sneeze, fair warning. Sorry about that. Normally we have a button to prevent that, but not today. The previously mentioned gas fireplace insert has been a game changer here in the Ellis household. It used to be a fireplace. I don't think it was ever used, maybe once or twice. And it was one of those deals where the flue was shot, you put the wood in, you start the fire, the smoke comes out in the room, and you're familiar. Well, we changed all that when we decided to go with a gas fireplace insert. We visited a lot of places and wound up at Hearth America at Backyard Village right there in Graysonville. We had a conversation, as we've had many in the past, because we kind of knew what we were looking for. We had a conversation with one of the staff members, and actually we talked to Bill. Great amount of knowledge about all the different models that they have. We selected one called the EX35, which, man, we're really glad we did it. Remote control. We can control the fan, control the height of the flame, we can control the temperature, we can control everything right here from our easy chair. And the fireplace listens to us when we hit it with an electronic control. It's off right now. I can turn it on for a second if you want while we're right here. Okay, there's the remote. One button, two clicks, and guess what? The fireplace just came on. Isn't that amazing? Beautiful flames. Beautiful, you know, look like logs background. Very nice. Oh boy, that's pretty. Glowing embers, the whole deal. And heat, plenty of heat. If I turn the fan on, I can heat this whole room. And it's a big room, high ceilings, too. Why not stop by at Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? You know, they did the installation. They helped with everything there. The service is great. They carry Enviro, Morso, and Regency brands. And they've got wood, pellet, electric, gas, inserts and freestanding wood and pellet stoves, and they sell pellets as well by the bag or by the pallet. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's? They're located off Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville, Drummer Lane, Drummer Drive. Well, I'm not sure. It's Drummer something if you're, you know, looking at your GPS. Get your supplemental heat installed or your primary heat installed, and you'll be glad you did. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. 410-827-4500. BackyardBillies.com. That's 410-827-4500. They're open today, tomorrow, and 7 days a week. You will be glad you did. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Service prices. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Injun War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
All right, there goes Davy Crockett. What an outdoorsman Davy was, that's for sure. All right, hey, you heard the commercial there for Madonna Seafood. And one of our listeners, our buddy John, he texted me the other day and said his daughter stopped by there for dinner the other day and had the family with him, and they got steak and gravy and onions and the stuffed shrimp, and it looked like the seafood pizza was good. So she thought about that, but she went with the big meal, which was great, and, enjoyed the meal. So I said, glad to hear it. I'll talk about her on the air, and we're fine with that. So, yeah, man. So, all right. Thank you, John B., for that. I appreciate it. We always like to hear that our sponsors are doing a great job, and they do. So, Shanks Argo. Talked to Randy Shank about a week ago, and Argos are rolling out the door, I'll tell you. If you've never been in one, and you own a piece of property in Dorchester County in the marshland down there, you need to, you need to take a look at that, because that is the best vehicle. I shot at a stag about, a couple of years ago. He was about 150 yards away. And typically that's a chip shot, but I was looking at the other window, in the redneck blind, and I turned my attention, and there he was in the middle of the shooting lane, and he was standing in the water, and I had to switch positions real quick, and I put the gun up, and I shot pretty quickly, and didn't know if I hit him or not. So we got in the Argo and toddled out through this water was about a foot and a half deep out this shooting lane, and we just, traveled out there. When they say amphibious, they are. And we got out there to look, and there was no hair, nothing in the water, nothing in the surrounding area. So we'll just have to conclude that we missed. But we did find this bedding area, which was pretty cool when we went out there. So, that was one thing that we were able to do, was just do a little bit of scouting while we were there with the Argo. And turned around and came back the same way we went in, and everybody was dry and happy, and except for me, because I missed. But, that's how it goes. Not the first deer missed, won't be the last one. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. What's on your mind? I know it's snow and cold, and, you know, you've had enough hunting season. It's over. Waterfowl hunters are doing okay, not great. I saw some geese coming in the other day, and they were circling. They were looking for a place to land, place to feed, place to sit down where they might see some friendly companions. But they told back and forth for, I don't know, 15 minutes while I was watching them. Never did sit down. Changing direction. They covered probably a mile mile in flight, maybe another half mile side by side, changing directions, casting back and forth. It was pretty cool to watch. I mean, it was a big flock, too, a couple hundred animals, a couple hundred birds. So, neat. Anyway, Aaron, do we have any callers on the line? Not right now. How about that? Well, what can I talk about? What can I talk about? How to stay warm in this cold weather. You've heard before, dress in layers. What does that mean? Well, everybody says, don't you mind this cold weather? No, I don't. I mean, you know, even when I'm running errands and living my life here, I'll have on a base layer underneath my jeans and underneath my shirt. I'll put a base layer on of some kind. You can check out base layer on any of the stores. You don't have to go to an outdoor store to find a base layer. You can find them in the big boxes. You can find them at your, you know, local clothing store. Put some kind of a base layer on. Now, when I'm hunting and it's really, really cold, I have a set of wool scent blocker tops and bottoms. And it's very, very comfortable, very, very warm. Wool is very nice to use as a base layer. Some of the synthetic fabrics are also good that allow the sweat to, you know, flow through them and evaporate and stay tight to your skin. Some of the lined ones are good. Some of the unlined ones are good. But the base layer is one of the most important things. Socks are important, too. I like the wool socks. Now, years ago, when I was having a lot of trouble with my feet, a lot of trouble. I had Guillain-Barré, and my feet still have neuropathy. But the only way I could keep my feet warm was with a sock called a storm sock. And they're available at the camping stores, storm sock. And if you remember Miss K, you remember Miss K at Bonnie's, where geese are flying in a V, they're headed to Bonnie's. She put me onto these socks, and I bought a pair of them, at least one pair, and they're somewhere, but I haven't worn them in years. I do prefer the wool right now. You got to have a good pair of insulated boots. Make sure you have, 800 grams of Thinsulate or better in this cold, cold weather. And then, you know, the next layer after the base layer should be some kind of warm pants, and then after that, on the top, after the base layer, I put a shirt on top of the shirt. I put another, you can use a vest, or you can use another, I like a windproof top over my shirt, over my base layer, and then a big jacket on top of that, and that's how you stay warm. You layer up. Gloves, well, you can use the glove liners if you like. You can use sock liners if you like. I just like a nice pair of insulated gloves. Now, my hands don't get that incredibly cold, but I do every now and then on a day like today take one of those little chemical hand warmers, and I put a couple in my pocket, put one on the back of my neck, and I put the other two on my wrist, one on each wrist. Now, why put them on the wrist? Well, if you warm the blood flow up where the big vessels go into your hand, okay, with one of those chemical hand warmers, and you keep it in place with your sleeve, your hands stay much warmer. Trick I learned from somebody, and I'll give whoever credit if I could remember who it was. But, you know, where the big veins flow into your hand right there in your wrist, you put a hand warmer there, and your hands stay pretty warm. You also put them in your pockets, and when you put your hands in your pockets, you got a hand warmer in there, too. How about that? Let's talk to Gary in Baltimore and then Mary in Towson. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
Is it cold enough for you?
I don't mind it. I really don't.
Well, I don't mind either. I mean, I've been out. I hunted. Well, if you're like me, you go out. I used to get out 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, hunt till dark. So it was out there 0 degrees every day, so you get used to it.
The coldest day I ever hunted was 14 degrees below zero.
Well, I've hunted lower than that, so. But I hunt the mountains.
Well, you're a better man than me, then.
I hunt the Shenandoah Valley, so. Anyway, I got a quick grandson story for you, and I'm going to ask you about that song. Did you get that song I gave you last week?
Which one was it?
Help's on the Way with Dole Lawson, Quicksilver.
Yes, I saw it. Yeah, I didn't. We're not playing it on the show yet, but I did see it.
Did you like it?
I did. Very nice.
I thought it was. Anyway, I'll give you a quick grandson, son. I know you got somebody waiting, but I've taught both my kids how to hunt. And like me and my grandson, I got 35 acres up in Shenandoah Valley on the mountain. So I take him back on the mountain one morning to bow hunt, and we're back there. And you know how that goes when he's about eight, nine. He's like, Granddad, where are they at? When are they coming? How many of them going to be here? You know, all that stuff. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to make him be quiet. So he finally laid over on the blind and went to sleep. And I seen one coming up the ridge. So I punched him. And I said, shh, there's something coming. So he's looking. He's saying, well, where is he? Where? I don't see nothing. Where? Finally, I have my bow and I was getting ready, come up in front of me and went across about, had a big 8-pointer about 30 yards out in front of me, and I was getting ready to draw back. I was waiting for him to turn his head and look down over the ridge or something so I could draw back. And he hollers, Granddad, there he is. And you know how that went.
Yeah, the deer didn't like it.
No, not hardly. Well, the deer liked it, but I didn't.
Well. I got it.
Well, anyway, I just want to see if you enjoyed the song. I really like the song. So
Help is on the way.
You might enjoy it.
I do, okay. Yep. All right, buddy, thanks for the call.
Have a great day. Thank you, sir.
You do the same. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right, did we say Mary in Towson? Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing well. How are you doing, Mr. Allen? Is everybody
doing good?
Doing good. Yeah, everything's good. Happy
everything's
New Year.
Good. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I was one of the ones that was hoping to get in touch with your wife, Robin, because I also have had fibromyalgia. And I have not been able to do that. I was in the hospital for a bit. But anyway, doing well now. And
good.
Just wanting to, I heard you say Moncton earlier.
Yes.
And that's where a lot of my family is living. So my sister, we grew up. Shenandoah. So Mr. Gary had a little bit of my family history. I said, oh my gosh, that's where we are, our land in the Shenandoah.
There you go.
So it was so nice that I've been listening for over a year, and I heard a lot of, but just really didn't have anything to add or question. But anyway,
sure.
Long story short, I wondered about this wonderful outdoorsman show. So I heard about it last year. We were not able to go. So what do we do for that? You gave us a website to go on to, right? I can
now, which show are we talking about? There's a number of shows.
Oh, I know. The time is getting to be that way.
Well, the National Outdoor Show is in
Southern
Dorchester County. It is a local show that has the World Muskrat Skinning Competition. It's got the little beauty pageant, you know, Mr. Miss Outdoors, Mr. Outdoors for the kids. They've got an immense variety of food, seafood, and muskrat if you want to try eating a muskrat. They've got all kinds of exhibits from local craftsmen, people that make, you know, jewelry and belts and crafts and things like that. It's kind of a cool show. And my organization called Bucks, Bears, Stags will be measuring deer for the Maryland record book there. And we measure the antlers for a score for white-tailed deer and sika deer, which are exclusive to the lower shore, and then also black bears from Maryland. So we
black bears, oh my gosh.
Yeah, oh yeah. If we get a black bear skull in, we measure that too. Yep.
Oh my goodness, that's incredible. And see, my sister, we would always be in the mountains, Berryville, so it's 10 minutes from the Shenandoah Circle over there, and we were just talking about our mountains. We haven't been in a while, but we learned how to shoot on our grandfather's 2020 rifle, and I think that's where I injured my shoulder, because the kickback has never never in my mind. After we learned all that, I didn't mind shooting. I just had a tough time.
Yeah.
You know, I was a horse owner, and I have always loved animals. So it was a little bit tough, but now I understand how, you know, more of the ecosystem works as we've grown up and in a terrible economy and all of that, Mr. Allen. But anyway, it's just been so interesting to listen to you, and it's been so nice to talk to you. And I'm going to try again maybe sometime today to email you all, and because I have had some new therapies that have started to work. So I'm very grateful and want to share it, because I know how miserable it is.
It is,
It takes so many years to be diagnosed, but anyway, they've given me some different exercises, some different supplements. So I'll try
It's Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay, I have that. Okay, and I will find out more about this wonderful outdoor and the bucks, deers, and stags in case my sister's going to be, I don't know if she's going to be hunting, because we keep trying every year, but with children, with grandchildren.
Sure, I understand.
You know, life gets a little crazy, but we miss it, and they hike every weekend from the mountain to the park.
All right.
So we're very active, and we would look forward to meeting all of you, because we've been listening. I said, hi, Liz, I know him. And she said, Mom loved him. Oh, my goodness. My mother was just the original. She called us mountain girls. She said, always remember, you can do anything, because you were raised in the mountains. We weren't really. It was Alexandria, Virginia. But anyway, it was like a very interesting story, like your Gary in Baltimore. And so thank you so much. You gave us a very, very nice, interesting view to plan for with our family.
I hope you'll be able to make it.
Yes, it'll be very nice, and that area is so nice. I like Moncton a lot.
Well, now that's February 3rd.
Right. Okay.
That's February 3rd. So,
okay, that's good.
And that's at the Moncton Fire Hall.
Okay.
And it's a fishing flea market, so they'll charge you an admission to get in.
Okay. And we need to bring all of our own gear and everything, right?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, I mean, we don't actually fish, right?
Just show up. Just show up, walk in the door. There'll be fish and tackle vendors there. Okay. We're the only hunting-oriented vendor that I know of, and we're simply there because it's convenient for people to bring their animals from Baltimore County to that location. And, you know, Baltimore, Carroll, Harford County, bring it to that location. Rather than travel to one of our measurers' homes. So we have these little events. So that's one of them, and then that's the Electric Bass Anglers Fishing Flea Market, February 3rd at the Fire Hall.
Anything that says flea market is right up our alley, sir.
It's all fishing, though.
That's okay. I do love fishing, and I haven't done it in ages.
Very good.
Children are very interested. They're like, well, we want to know how to learn. And I said, all right, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, there'll be plenty of people there to help you.
Yes, it'll be something. It's a fun, and it's one of those peaceful sports, you know, for a lot of girls that we have in our family, Mr. Allen. Well, anyway, God bless you all, and I will
thank you, Mary.
Get in touch with you, and you have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, folks, Spurry's Tire Service right around the corner here, Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama if you need it. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And I mean that, any maker, any model. They have so many tires. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, and if you own a trailer, landscape trailer, boat trailer, I don't care what kind of trailer, they got tires for it. If you own an ATV, same thing. Take it there. They'll fix you. Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair on-site, and full-service automotive repair, including checking and diagnosing and repairing your vehicle when you get that check engine light coming on, Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and the family. I just heard from my son-in-law there for a minute ago. He talked about wearing wool, how nice it is to wear wool in this kind of weather. You know, they've kept us satisfied for over 30 years at least. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Let that sink in. No appointment needed for tires. Or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. Phone number 410-822-7384. Website is spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Now, you know, the 18th annual Firearm and Men's Auction Night, Men's Night Out Auction, 18th Annual Firearms and Men's Night Out Auction is 2 days this year, January 25th and 26th at AM Auctions in Parsonsburg, Maryland. See amauctions.com for more information. The second day, talk about the first day. Second day is Friday, January 26th at 5.03 p.m. It's a live auction at the auction house at the A&M Auction Facility, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland. The auction is also online at amauctions.com with timed online bidding via proxy bid. On the auction block is a selection of firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. You can preview Monday, January 22nd, this coming Monday, from 4 to 7. And then next Friday, right before the auction, from 4 to 5, you can preview what's being auctioned off at the auction house. See amauctions.com. That's amauctions.com. For more information. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick, scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722.
MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins. 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it can tell. Granddaddy's gone.
Since we're short on time, let's talk to Tim on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Pretty good, Al. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
There's not a lot of information out there unless you really want to pursue it. But I'll tell you a quick story about hunter ethics and